have the ability to do that, you know, run a play, right back on the ball, run another play, and it's not, you know, that type of offense is as soon as they get back on the ball, it's like an easy play, the same play. You know, they run their regular offense from that speed and going that fast. So, you know, our focus is just getting ready and trying to be able to match, you know, however fast they go. If they go a little slower, you know, then so be it. But we want to be able to move fast as a defense.
Do you guys do that here? Do you, like, when you're going up against your offense, do they run at the same speed or they run our offense is a little bit slower?
It's hard to tell. I mean, there's times our offense is moving too, you know, whether it be, you know, in training camp, sometimes at practice where, you know, defensively you're, I don't want to say you're at the mercy of the offense, but you got to match their tempo, you know. And defensively, there's nothing wrong with being, you know, being too ready, you know. So as fast as we can move and get set, it just helps us out in the long run.
What do you see as the biggest difference, Devin, between the two quarterbacks, Bradford and Sanchez?
I just think Bradford's been in there more. You know, he seems very comfortable with, you know, where he wants to go with the football, the defensive looks that he gets. You know, he's kind of ready to go, whether it's a downfield shot on a post or a nine route. You know, he seems a little bit more confident in doing that, going out there and playing. But, you know, last year Sanchez played a good amount in that offense. And then this year, too, when he's in there, you can tell he knows what's going on, too, and where he wants to go with the ball. So, two very good quarterbacks. I mean, obviously, being here a while, we saw a lot of Sanchez, but, you know, he's even different in that offense. But, you know, Bradford just seems a little more comfortable from.
Is it just film? I know you guys got a chance to practice against them 2 years in a row. But it's almost as if that team is not there anymore.
Yeah, I mean, that's the NFL. So, you know, you try to remember, I think, as far as the concepts and the speed of the offense. But, you know, we played that offense before. You're talking about McCoy and DeSean Jackson. You know, all those guys, you know, aren't there. I mean, we talked about Riley Cooper as a player, you know, when we played against him. So he's still there. And then Celek and Hurts. But, you know, it's a totally different team. Obviously still a lot of weapons out there, but just different.
You know, they've lost three in a row, and they're going to be having a shot at the playoffs. You expect a sense of urgency, and how do you deal with that?
Yeah, I mean, this time of year, I think you kind of expect that from everyone. You know, there's not, you know, you get in December, every team's kind of playing for something. And, you know, for them, their case, you know, their division is really close. You know, every team kind of has a shot in that division. You know, no one's out of it. So we really expect them to come here hungry and ready to go. And, you know, we don't expect anything different from our guys.
Devin, one of the surprises yesterday was just seeing Dante Hightower out there at practice. I know you guys don't really talk about injuries, but how tough of a player is he?
Oh, he's tough. I mean, he goes out there, he competes, you know, through really anything. So for us as players, it's always good seeing any guy that gets bumped up or anything on the practice field out there with us, you know, not just as far as going into the game and, you know, but just for them. You know, guys don't work that hard to be injured and be in the training room. Guys want to be out there competing with their teammates, so happy for him to be able to be out there.
Thank you. No problem.